you're interested in a stunning environment, if you're interested where people are cracking the code and becoming the next Nobel Prize winners, you'll just feel it. Cambridge has a buzz, and you'll feel it on the streets, and you'll feel it in the whole town.
Have you ever dreamed of studying at Cambridge?
英国的剑桥大学是英国乃至世界上都名列前茅的著名学府。
So what's it like to study at Cambridge?
Across China, this is BBC Learning English.
Hello, I'm Andrea.
大家好，我是董珍。
In this series, we're hearing about some of the UK's best academic institutions.
在刚才节目的一开头，我们听到了英国国际学生事务委员会的 CEO Dominic Scott 先生给我们介绍到，在剑桥大学的氛围当中，人们会感到一种 buzz， 就是一种激动人心的感觉。
If you're interested in a stunning environment, if you're interested where people are cracking the code and becoming the next Nobel Prize winners, you'll just feel it.Cambridge has a buzz, and you'll feel it on the streets, and you'll feel it in the whole town.
Dominic says that the university is in a stunning environment. The town and the university are extremely beautiful. Stunning.
Stunning 就是绝美的、夺目的。Dominic 还说呢，如果你能够幸运地在这里读书的话，你会跻身在未来的诺贝尔奖人才之中。
People who study there are innovators and great thinkers. They're cracking the code.
能够破解人类奥妙密码的发明家和思想家确实很多都在剑桥。而能够在剑桥读书的幸运儿之一就是 Tedros, 也是我们今天的采访对象。
I studied social and political sciences. So the degree, consisted of four parts, which were sociology, politics, social anthropology, and social and developmental psychology. It was really good. There was a lot of work.But I had a great time, and Cambridge was a lovely city to live in.
Tedros 在剑桥读的是社会与政治科学专业，这个专业里包括社会学、政治学、人类学和心理学。
He says he really enjoyed it, even though it was hard work, and he loved the city of Cambridge. Cambridge is what we call a university town.
A university town, 一座大学城市。剑桥这座城市的生活呢，整个是围绕着大学和校园生活而进行的。
So, what are some of the highlights of studying at a university like Cambridge? Here's Dominic Scott again.
The highlights of Cambridge University is, I think, probably the breadth of education. You won't just go there and cram. You will go there and you will have to ask questions.And the whole environment in Cambridge is to challenge people's thoughts, expectations, beliefs, knowledge, and make sure that individuals do their own thinking.
Dominic 他说，剑桥大学他教育的博大精深 ，the breadth 是他的最独特之处。
People don't go there and cram. If you cram, it means you learn something very quickly and at the last minute. To cram.
而在这里呢，老师的教学方式是鼓励学生提问题。
They want to challenge people's thoughts.
对人的思维方式进行挑战。
And also challenge people's expectations and beliefs.
也对人的希望和信仰进行挑战。
They want students to do their own thinking.
是的，这样的上课确实与众不同。
I'm sure it is. But it's also a university steeped in tradition.
Steeped in tradition. 浸透熏陶在传统之中。
Cambridge graduate Tedros tells us about some of that tradition.
Top universities, 英国的顶尖大学
From BBC Learning English.
The first tradition I was exposed to was matriculation, which is the formal ceremony for when you start university. So we came to Cambridge and we were all lined up and we had a year photo taken in front of our college chapel. And then you sign an official piece of paper.Making you a Cambridge University member. In our college, this was just a piece of fax paper, but in other colleges, you sign big leather-bound books with a quill.
Tedros 给我们介绍了在剑桥大学刚入学时的入学礼仪式。
You have an official photograph taken in front of your college chapel, and then you sign an official piece of paper.
Official, 官方的，正式的。Tedros 说呀，在剑桥大学有的学院里，你签字的这份正式文件是装钉在一本真皮封面的大书里面，而你签字用的也是真正的羽毛笔。Quill 就是羽毛笔。
Sounds very posh indeed. I wish I could have studied there. Oh well. With that in mind, it's time to say goodbye from both of us at BBC Learning English.
也请大家不要忘了经常到我们的网站来看看 bbcukchina.com. Bye-bye.
Bye.